Welcome to Peak Health, a radio show dedicated to empowering you to take back control of your health so that you can have the freedom to live the life that you want. I'm Lisa Morse, naturopathic physician on the island at Fern Cove Natural Medicine. I'm dedicated to helping you uncover the root cause of your symptoms so that you can get back on the road to feeling well again.
And I'm Claire Denise, certified health and wellness coach and a personal trainer. Our show is going to bring you information to help you take charge of your health. We're going to cover topics like IBS, heartburn, thyroid disorders, autoimmune diseases, osteoporosis, nutrition, and lots more.
Hi, Claire.
Hey, Lisa.
How's it going today?
You know, it's kind of a blustery day today, as Winnie the Pooh might say.
It's craziness.
Craziness out there. I'm enjoying it, actually. I'm doing
you are.
Well.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not.
You're not?
No, but I'm cozy here in our studio.
So am I.
Yeah.
And hopefully we have electricity. That's not something everybody has today.
That's true.
Yeah. So what are we up to today?
So we are continuing interviewing guests, and we're talking to Sandy Salagi. She is co-owner of CoreCentric, and she does nutritional. Oh shoot! Now I forgot it. See, Sandy, welcome, Sandy.
Thank you.
Glad to have you on the show. Tell me again what it is that you do.
We, Michelle Reed and myself co-own CoreCentric Training, and we do fitness and nutritional coaching.
Okay, that was it. Fitness and nutritional coaching. Awesome.
Sandy, is that the one that's, are you right back behind or where the quilt place used to be?
No, that's the recess lab. Oh. We are across from the library in Vashon Village.
Oh, I know where you are. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. By the bike place.
We are. We're by the e-bikes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool.
Awesome.
And the Hive.
I have heard of CoreCentric, but I just wasn't quite sure where it was.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. So you are co-owner of CoreCentric. So what, tell me, how long have you been there?
We've been there for 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And we've got a new office space, which we've been able to now do one-on-one small training in and do the more energetic work on the other side. So it's pretty nice.
Okay.
We love the space.
Can I ask you what you mean by energetic work on the other side?
In the office, it's really calming, and we can do a lot of mat work with one-on-one, but in the regular studio, we have all of our TRX, medicine balls, steps, punching bag, speed bag.
Yeah, so it's pretty intense in there.
It can be.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. All right. So why don't you tell me how you got into this work that you're doing?
I've had a whole life history of body work and movement. I started when I was young. My mom and I would watch Jack LaLanne, and that was a real inspiring morning for me. Mm-hmm. And if we didn't watch Jack LaLanne, then mom would pull out her Royal Canadian XBX exercises, and we would do those.
Nice.
Yeah. And so then through dance, I had to work in the studios to be able to afford the classes. And so I would do fitness training in exercise classes at the dance studios for the midday work. I continued on at ASU through computer engineering, and that ended up to be really helpful too, because I took artificial intelligence, or what is now more robotics, and psychology. And I tried to minor in dance or movement, and they wouldn't collide those two fields. So, but that psychology and that movement, it was really, really beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. And then Michelle has worked with me since she was about 14. I had a dance studio on the island.
Oh.
And she worked for me then and was a quite a bit of family friend.
Okay.
And I always tell everybody, she can remember more about my pregnancies than I can remember.
Oh.
So she is a perfect partner to have.
Nice.
So you don't do dance now, though, in CoreCentric?
We actually have a tap class on Friday afternoons, happy hour on tap.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's cool. Very clever.
Cool.
What time is that?
4:00. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's just a drop in, but most people who drop in once come back pretty religiously. It's fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So what kinds of, just tell me about CoreCentric, what kinds of services what do you do there? I mean, because it seems like there's a lot of things that you guys do. So
it's mostly one-on-one fitness training, and we've just started our nutritional coaching program last year. We started that. We've been doing it for a year now, and that's more of an online course.
Okay.
And then you do check-ins.
Okay.
And we have every other week we have a core community course we talk about how it's going for your nutritional values, and the one-on-one sessions
mm-hmm.
are people come sometimes once a month, but usually twice a week for mm-hmm. something like that, or they use it as a supplement to whatever else they're doing. Maybe they're going to one of the other clubs, maybe they're taking classes, mm-hmm. but it can give a sense of confidence. It reminds them to slow down a little bit
mm-hmm.
and to go internal to their body knowledge.
Okay. So that you're talking about the personal training sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
When you're talking about the online, the nutritional, could you say a little more about that? Like if I were signing up for, is it nutritional coaching? Is that what you call it?
It is nutritional coaching.
And
habit-based.
So, at CoreCentric, is there a website and a place that goes into the nutritional coaching part?
There will be.
There will be.
We it's a separate app right now that you can download to your phone, and it's a check-in. It's based on kind of like two-week sprints of getting good habits. There's a lot of information out there that's overwhelming. And it's hard sometimes to go back to what we know is right for ourselves.
Mm.
And also to look at how your habits are so learned,
mm-hmm.
whether it was generations ago or now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when people are signing up for nutritional coaching, would you say there's numerous purposes, like... is it for weight loss or better health, or what outcomes might someone expect from doing nutritional coaching? And is it a week, a month, a year? How do you break it up?
It is a year program, and it's for generally people come into it for weight loss, and what they get out of it is that, wow, I've just made a lot of different changes. And their choices, they recognize that it's all about their choices
mm.
of what they're doing all day, not just about what they're going to eat this week or the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's more general.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, let's see. What else? What do I want to ask you? So as far as the... all the different things that you do, I guess tell our listeners, see, I'm stumbling over my words here. Tell our listeners what the therapy does for their body, or what kind of things they would experience from coming to see you, whether it be for personal training or whether it be for nutritional.
First we figure out why the person has come
mm-hmm.
in,
mm-hmm.
and you know, everybody's comes in with a slightly different need,
mm-hmm.
and that why is really important. It's a
mm-hmm. yeah, it is important because I mean they're looking for relief from whatever is happening.
Do you think people know why they come in?
Generally, people have their idea of why they come in is to lose weight or mm-hmm. to feel better, or mm-hmm. they're afraid of hurting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And building that confidence in their movement is of utmost importance.
Mm-hmm.
Reconnecting and rebalancing so that their proprioceptors, do you know that word,
proprioceptors?
Mm-hmm. That's their signaling system, can have a chain reaction throughout their body. So their movements often need to be reorganized a bit. They're a little unstable, so getting that mobility and stability is one of the first things we look at. We take them, if somebody comes in, we take them into a movement pattern analysis, and they are recorded so they we can show that back to them. And if they don't mind, some people don't want to be recorded.
Mm-hmm.
But we can show that back to them, and we can also save it for a baseline as an assessment.
Yeah.
Later on.
That's great.
Yeah. Then they can see where they were when they started and how far they've come.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that would be really affirming.
It is. It really is. And they can often see how one side is so much more stable than the other side. Mm-hmm. And why is that? Let's work with that strength
mm-hmm.
and build more strength.
Mm-hmm.
So we go from finding that balance through the proprioception, that signaling system, and then finding the strength after that.
Mm.
So get that reconnective rebalance, and then learning that those new movement patterns for the body, and then you can go into the power. And we try to build that all into short, you know, all together, so you can keep moving forward with all of those. Everybody wants the power.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, because with the power comes the confidence and the consistency and the grace, and you want that consistency as in the end.
Yeah, that's fascinating about the proprioception. I mean, I guess I wouldn't have, that wouldn't be at the top of my mind as to what you want to be doing with people when they first come in. And so how do you do that? How do you help them? I mean, I don't know.
Rebalance would be one way to come, like if they're good on one side but not on the other?
Well, usually you minimize their movement patterns, make them recognize it. So that's, it goes back to that awareness, that body knowledge.
Uh-huh.
And everybody comes in with body knowledge, but not everybody keeps that awareness with them.
Uh-huh. Like when they leave, you mean?
Even just coming in, they might not even recognize that they don't put things on a top shelf and things aren't being put on different shelves anymore because they can't reach those shelves easily
mm-hmm.
anymore. The bottom shelf, maybe they can't get down to the bottom shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of recognizing those kind of needs. And once we see those patterns in somebody, we can start asking them questions.
Mm.
And that's the big thing, is we can start asking them questions and they can recognize where they want to go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how that strength can, what strengths they do need.
Okay.
A lot of people don't recognize their limitations. They just know something is off.
Right.
They're not feeling quite as able. And that gets them a little fearful. Sometimes they've been in pain already,
mm-hmm.
and they're afraid of being in more pain. A lot of people come in saying, well, I'm nervous about doing things wrong,
mm-hmm.
or, well, my neck always hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to have them finally say, wow, I didn't know I could live without pain.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I didn't know I could be without pain.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Huge. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you break it down into parts and you educate them, they can recognize it, and that builds their confidence.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. So it sounds like you work a lot of the people that come in, they are wanting weight loss. But I know that I've talked with you before outside of here about you know, working with people with Parkinson's. And so what, yeah, what kind of people or what kind of patients do you have or clients do you have?
Clients.
Yeah, clients. Sorry, I'm in doctor mode right now.
Right. It's not really treatments, it's clients
right.
and programs.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I have clients with Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. And the typical client with Parkinson's is one that's recognizing that today is the best day that they're ever going to feel.
Mm.
And they feel pretty down today.
Mm.
So if you can switch that around a little bit, rephrasing and looking at what they can do, give them more energy and start really working, we can turn things around.
Mm-hmm.
And we are.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the main reasons I got the punching bag and speed bag was for Parkinson's, because it's rhythmic and it's powerful. And when you have that compression, you have that resistance, then they can start feeling down their sides. And usually that one side is kind of drips off, atrophies for the Parkinson's, and they can start feeling that through the punch, get that support back into that back and
nice.
Hip. Yeah. And then also the neuropathy of the feet and the hands. We use a melt method for that. And that's a system that is just coming up big.
I want to hear more about that.
Yeah, what is melt? Is that an acronym or is it?
It's not an acronym. It's a method to rehydrate the tissue in the body. And it rehydrates, rebalances, reconnects through the body. So it's all about the proprioception and the hydration and getting everything starting to give that chain reaction. So much like the mobility and stability of our 3D work standing that we do, the melt method allows a person to be a little, you can do it on your hands, you can just do it with your hands and your feet, and just, it's almost pressure points, but it's something entirely different. And it improves your flexibility and posture and alignment, and it improves the performance of the exercise at all levels. So we're finding great things.
Yeah, is it like a little ball or something? Didn't you show me that one time?
It's balls and it's rollers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And bands. The NeuroCore, they have work with the bands in the NeuroCore, because once you get that grounding resistance from different areas, then the body can really get that chain reaction. So even like with the TRX, I'm switching modes there a little bit, going to the TRX. But if you're standing and you're using the TRX from your hands, you're getting that grounding from the upper body. So you're working that chain reaction top down, and you're working that chain reaction bottom up from the feet. And so when you're working with the melt method and using the balls, you've got that right in the hands. You're getting that fluid moving.
Mm-hmm.
And once it starts moving in one spot, then it's going to move throughout the rest of the body. So even though it's a local work in the hands and the feet, that fluid starts moving all over. We have a compression a system that we use with the fingertips. And a couple of clients that I had that went through cancer treatment did not have that fingertip neuropathy and lose their fingernails as was expected.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then with the feet, you know, when you can't feel your feet on the floor, it's pretty hard to keep that balance. And it's surprising how many people walk around an inch off the floor, it seems like, or a foot off the floor, not really paying attention to that grounding. So getting that full foot on the floor and recognizing it and just rolling the ball over the foot in certain patterns gets a more solid, fluid feeling. Mm-hmm.
So would you mind telling me, like, what kind of training did you have to have in order to do the MELT method and some of these other things you're doing?
So for the Parkinson's, I went to the Rocksteady training, Rocksteady Boxing. That's in Indianapolis. So there was a study period prior to it, and then it was a four-day training that was all about Parkinson's and how the connective tissue and the neuropathy and the how the muscles just kind of draw in from you, and the neurological connections. And so I did that, and it was just an amazing event. You could see some of the, if you looked up Rocksteady Boxing online, you'd be able to see some of the videos. And they are just, it's inspiring to see the people. One of the persons that I talked with, that I worked with there, he had been, his son had been driving him to the sessions, and he was wheelchair bound. And, you know, 9 months later, on a bad day, his son still drives him, but he's got his cane and he brings his chair just in case. And on a good day, he takes mass transportation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's so that improving really can improve.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then for MELT method, Michelle and I did a couple of different sessions. The first one was for the hand and foot treatments, and that was a 3-month training program online, and that included tests regularly, everyday training. It included blogging. We had mentors that we worked directly with, and then a 4-day workshop. And then similarly with the role, then we continued on and took the next level. And the next level was a 3-month training online. It was really intensive. And we just, the value in it was incredible, just incredible. We had been following Sue Hitzman, the director of that program, for several years, and doing her work through workshops and stuff. But to get the actual training was really great. And that was a week-long training after the online. And we've got one more of those to do this year.
Okay.
And then our nutritional coaching was through Precision Nutrition. And we used their program, their platform, to work with our clients through. And that was a 2-year program.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I need to take a little break here and say that you're listening to KVSH 101.9 FM. This is Peak Health on the Voice of Vashon. And I am Dr. Lisa Morse. And I'm here with Claire DeNice, personal trainer and health coach. And we are talking to Sandy Salagi. There we go. Who is a co-owner of CoreCentric and does nutritional and fitness coaching and various other things. It sounds like you're very interested in learning a lot of different things to help your clients.
We are always learning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we learn from our clients too.
That's true.
A vast amount from our clients.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
But more important is the why we're doing it. You know, I always felt I had this religion of movement to fall back on, and it has helped me in every aspect of my life, and I hope other people do too.
Yeah.
I want to help that, make that happen.
Absolutely. And I think movement is huge. I mean, just, I think one of our other guests said, keep moving. That was recommendation before we went off air.
It's like,
keep moving.
If you stop moving, then you'll probably be less able to move. So finding ways, I think one of the goals of having the various guests we've had on our show with this series is to open up ideas for other options if what someone has currently been doing hasn't really worked for them.
Yeah, that's why I love that, just hearing about the Parkinson's. So is there any other conditions that you, I'm just throwing this out there for our listeners in case there's somebody out there that says, I have Parkinson's, I should maybe come see. But is there any other conditions that you really like to work with or...
There's so many conditions.
Yeah, I'm sure. They're just conditions. They're just labels, everybody.
And everybody's got their own thing going on, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes you just have to trust your gut and build your confidence in your own body knowledge so that you can get the map and the steps to build that program that's going to work for you. Mm-hmm. And the art in what we do is finding that program for that individual,
mm-hmm.
because it's nice. Really different. I mean, it used to be, and I think as fitness coaching has come to that just in general, you know, it used to be that I'd go to conferences and I'd just think, oh, come on, you guys, get the science. There's so much to be had. Mm-hmm. And now this industry has grown.
Yeah,
to, I'm sure. To really embrace it in its much more holistic mm-hmm. manner, which is so beautiful for the body,
mm-hmm.
to keep the body moving.
Nice.
Well, I would also say that people can find whatever works for them. Maybe they have never been, let's call it, an athlete, or they've never engaged in team sports, but there are lots of different styles of movement that people can have. Aggressive things, such as, say, boot camp and mm-hmm. Punching and things like that. But then there's, you know, more quiet things as well, mm-hmm. where, let's, for instance, maybe yoga or Tai Chi or something like that. So the key is for someone to find out what works for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it sounds like CoreCentric does a good job of trying to match people with what's best for their bodies and their preferences as well.
That is what we work towards.
Nice.
That way people can stay consistent mm-hmm. and right. confident and strong.
And they're more likely to do it if they like it, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
So we've got a few more minutes here. Is there anything, Sandy, that you want to tell our listeners or leave our listeners with before we end our...
Well, you always want to stay moving for certain.
Right.
Uh-huh. And even just getting up and making, you know, how they always say, oh, get up after a short amount of time and stretch. Right. They really do mean stretch.
Mm.
You know, reach. Get that reaching in. And it's going to change the way your ribs rest.
Mm.
And it'll change that postural alignment. It'll change those masses and spaces in your body and that stress and tension in the body so that you can get that more tensegrity throughout in a more global effect. So even just standing up, stretching those arms up, stretch them out. You know how a baby stretches.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Stretch our like
dogs.
That.
You know, else, yeah. Dogs. My dog does down dog all the time.
That, yeah.
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 You threw out a word there that I don't know. What, tensegrity?
I don't know if it's in the dictionary.
Oh, really?
Yet.
Okay.
But it's been used a lot in the fascial and connective tissue world.
Okay.
Of description. Okay. It's a an tension adjective. And integrity combined.
Okay.
It's that webbing of the fascia of and getting that. So that we all hold, most of us hold ourselves just a little tight someplace, yes. especially in this cold and this wind. But holding tight causes a little bit too much tension and it loses your integrity, right?
Okay.
So that tensegrity is that which allows the reach with balance and connective.
Oh, well, that's very interesting.
Okay. Cool.
So if someone wanted to get in touch with you mm-hmm. or CoreCentric, what would you suggest?
They could go to www.corecentrictraining.com.
Okay.
Or give us a call, 206-388-8953.
Great.
Shall I repeat that? 206.
Yeah.
388-8953.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I've enjoyed our time, and I feel like there's so much more I want to ask you, but we're out of time.
Maybe we get to come back.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming and sharing today. And I'm sure our listeners will be all over it when they listen.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, Claire. Well, till next
again,
time. Yeah.
Time to hit the dusty trail.
I know, I can assure you there's no dust out there, okay?
Oh, you're right. There is no dust. But until next time, then, Lisa, it was great to connect with you today.
It was great. Take care.
You too.